Some independent election officials say the delay in announcing the results was unnecessary, and as a result, the electorate is questioning the process. In previous elections, announcements were immediately released to national radio and television for broadcast. The same officials say the delay has led to tension in urban areas. Riot police moved into deserted Harare Sunday night about 6 hours before the first results were announced. And the U.S. Embassy in Harare said the uncertain political situation had raised the potential for violence across the country. The embassy issued a warning to Americans in the country to move to safe locations. The head of the Zimbabwe Election Commission, George Chiweshe, told reporters clamoring for results that the tabulation process was taking much longer than in the past because 4 elections took place simultaneously.
I don't know. These are 4 elections. We have never held 4 elections before.
In a balloting that was largely peaceful Saturday, voters chose a president, National Assembly, Senate, and local councils. A leader of the opposition movement for democratic change, David Coulthart, said the result for the Senate seat in his Matabeleland constituency, which he won, was certified as accurate by the Election Commission midday Sunday. Many other results have also been certified by election officials, especially in urban areas, but they have not been released yet to the public. The MDC says it has kept a close record of votes cast, as reported by its monitors at the 9,500 polling stations. Before results started coming out, MDC Secretary General Tendai Biti said that Morgan Tsvangirai had scored about 55% of the vote in the presidential poll.
We are aware that the results are final in most of the constituencies, and it appears that the regime is at a loss vis-à-vis how to respond, and therefore is taking its time deliberately.
But the Election Commission warned the MDC not to be provocative by claiming victory ahead of the official results. ZANU-PF election head Elliot Manyika predicted that President Robert Mugabe had won a 6th term in office. He said in a telephone interview that ZANU-PF was poised for victory in all 4 elections. There were 3 candidates in the presidential election: Mr. Mugabe, Morgan Tsvangirai, and former Finance Minister Simba Mokoni. The winner must have an absolute majority of 51% or face a runoff in 21 days. Peter Thorneycroft for VOA News, Harare.